You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is herbaceous? Generally, it refers to the stuff you use to flavor food, herbs. But it's actually a group of plants. The technical term is herbaceous, or herbaceous plant, sometimes pronounced herbaceous. The easiest way to think of them is non-woody. Think about a tree with those branches and the trunk made of wood. Herbaceous plants aren't wood. They have stems that are soft. I'm sure you're familiar with herbaceous plants. You just might not have known their technical name. Potatoes, strawberries, carrots, ferns, sunflowers are a few, as well as the herbs for flavoring like mint, basil, fennel, marjoram, sage, and so on. According to the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, they are non-woody vascular plants. The vascular plants have specialized tissue, a system of tubes which can transport water through the plant. USDA also states that the herbaceous plants can be annuals, biennials, or perennials. An annual plant lives just one season. A seed germinates, the plant grows, produces more seeds, then dies. A biennial plant goes through its life cycle in two growing seasons. Bi for two is the easiest way to remember it. A perennial plant will go through its life cycle in more than two growing seasons. A growing season could be an entire year. This is often true closer to the equator. But the growing season shortens as you get closer to the poles. In these colder regions, the growing season of an herbaceous plant might only be a few months long. The length of the growing season is directly related to the length of the frost season. Herbaceous plants are very important too, and often used by us, humans. The United States Department of Agriculture is the government leader on plants with respect to farms, food research, nutrition, forests, crops, weeds. Just out of curiosity, to see how important herbaceous plants truly are, I went to the USDA website, did a search on the word herbaceous, and had, get this, 35,100 results. Here's a fun and colorful activity to try at home. You'll need some white flowers from a herbaceous plant, like carnations. Put one flower in a glass of water that has red food coloring, another in a glass of water with blue food coloring, one with green, and one with yellow. Watch them. Over time, the flowers will slowly change color as the dye moves up the plant's vascular tubes. Well, we've just learned a little bit about herbaceous. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.